This podcast is brought to you by Odiogo.com.
What is substantial question of law? In the Supreme Court of India, in case of Vijay Kumar Talwar versus COMMNR of Income Tax, Delhi decided on 6 December, 2010, Honorable Justice D.K. Jain, Justice T.K. Thacker quoted following citations to explain substantial question of law. In Sir Chunalal V. Mehta and Sons, Limited versus Century Spinning and Manufacturing Company Limited, AIR 1962 South Carolina, 1314, a constitution bench of this court, while explaining the import of the said expression, observed that the proper test for determining whether a question of law raised in the case is substantial would, in our opinion, be whether it is of general public importance or whether it directly and substantially affects the rights of the parties, and if so, whether it is either an open question in the sense that it is not finally settled by this court or by the Privy Council or by the federal court, or is not free from difficulty or calls for discussion of alternative views. If the question is settled by the highest court or the general principles to be applied in determining the question are well settled and there is a mere question of applying those principles or that the plea raised is palpably absurd, the question would not be a substantial question of law. Similarly, in Santosh Hazari v. Purushottam Tiwari 2001, 3 SCC 179, a three-judge bench of this court observed that a point of law which admits of no two opinions may be a proposition of law but cannot be a substantial question of law. To be substantial, a question of law must be debatable, not previously settled by law of the land or a binding precedent, and must have a material bearing on the decision of the case, if answered either way, insofar as the rights of the parties before it are concerned. To be a question of law involving in the case, there must be first a foundation for it laid in the pleadings, and the question should emerge from the sustainable findings of fact arrived at by court of facts, and it must be necessary to decide that question of law for a just and proper decision of the case. An entirely new point raised for the first time before the High Court is not a question involved in the case unless it goes to the root of the matter. It will, therefore, depend on the facts and circumstance of each case whether a question of law is a substantial one and involved in the case, or not. The paramount overall consideration being the need for striking a judicious balance between the indispensable obligation to do justice at all stages and impelling necessity of avoiding prolongation in the life of any litigant. In Irovanath Minor v. Sessional 2006, 5 SCC 545, this court has observed that the general rule is that High Court will not interfere with the concurrent findings of the courts below. But it is not an absolute rule. Some of the well-recognized exceptions are where either courts below have ignored material evidence or acted on no evidence. E. The courts have drawn wrong inferences from proved facts by applying the law erroneously. Or E. The courts have wrongly cast the burden of proof. When we refer to decision based on no evidence, it not only refers to cases where there is a total dearth of evidence, but also refers to any case where the evidence, taken as a whole, is not reasonably capable of supporting the finding.